Hello, and we welcome you once again to Discussing the Truth broadcast. I'm your announcer, Antonio Green. We're broadcasting live from Birmingham, Alabama on this, the 12th day of January, year of our Lord, 2017. Our host for this broadcast is going to be Pastor James A. Dansby, and our co-host, Minister Kevin Pierce. We have Brother Nicholas Robbins on the panel with us today, and our prayer is that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dan.
God bless you, Tony. We thank God for this opportunity once again just to come into his presence and just to discuss his word with the many people that we know are hungering and we believe are thirsting for the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And the Bible promises that they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Praise God. Sir. So we just thank God for giving us the opportunity to feed those who are hungry. And as the Holy Spirit would have it, to convict those that don't have hunger.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. That's what the Word of God does. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. The job of the Holy Spirit is to convict, convince, and encourage to do everything that God has given him to do. Amen. Mm. Glad to be a part of it as we discuss God's truth today. We're going to ask Brother Nick. God bless. Brother Nick is with us today. We thank God for him. Pray God that Brother Milton Dudley, he'll be back with us real soon. Amen.
Amen.
Nick, ask God's blessing upon this broadcast, please, sir.
All right. Thank you. Everybody, bow our heads, please.
Yes, Lord.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come right now, dear God. Let us all come with humble hearts right now.
Yes, Lord.
Let us be able to, the ones on the panel right now, dear God, to be able to be led by the Spirit, dear God.
Yes, Lord.
And not put in what we think, God, to just stick strictly with the truth.
Yes, Lord.
Dear God, I ask you right now, God, to bless each and every ear that is about to hear this
Lord.
Broadcast.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
Cleanse us right now, dear God. Mm. Forgive us for our sins so that you may be able to inject this Holy Spirit upon us so that we may be able to hear what it is that you have to say to us.
Yes, our hearts. Yes, Lord.
And forgive us all, the ones that's on this panel as well, dear God, so that we can be able to
deliver your word, your truth. Yes, Lord.
And these and many other blessings I pray right now in your darling and precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for you, Brother Nick. Yes, we dealing with morality, gentlemen. Yeah. There's been a great
important.
There's been a tremendous decline in morality
in
the world today.
Yes, it has.
And sad to say, also in the church. That is in a great offense against God, because as we saw last week, God intended from day one that his people, called out ones, be the ones that instruct those that are in darkness.
That's right.
Amen.
As to what is God's standards of morality.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
It's examples all through the Bible.
Amen.
God called a man to expose the light,
to
reveal the light in the darkness.
That's right. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's right. That's right.
And it's about our life, the way we live it. It's not about just what we go around saying.
Amen.
You know, we should be an example. By people should be able to look at us and see God through us.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Because, you know, as the old saying goes, you know, it's a lot better seeing the sermon than to hear a sermon.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
To see us live out.
Yeah.
That which God has placed in our hearts. But, you know, today, men are accustomed to setting their own standards of what's right and what's wrong.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Like the days of judges. Eh?
Right. Exactly.
That's the problem.
Amen.
Romans says that they judge themselves by themselves.
Oh, standard. Okay.
Yes.
Make
themselves a standard instead of God.
Lord. Amen.
You know, so we can't live through the morality of our parents.
Mm-hmm.
We can't live through the morality of what we've learned in books or what we think is right.
Yes.
We have to live by the morality.
Absolute.
An absolute standard, the absolute rules that has been instilled by the ruler.
Yeah.
The universal ruler, God the creator.
Amen. The creator of everything. And,
amen.
He created us. And you know, a house without rules and standards is a pretty raggedy house.
Chaotic.
Well, why we look like this whole house, this earth is full of
chaos.
Chaos.
It is. You know,
why?
Well, you just said it. A big part of morality. You know, and a big thing that's happening in the church today as well, guys, is people are bringing God's standard down. They're minimizing God to pacify what you want to do.
That's right. That's right.
So, and that's right. A big mistake.
And that was Adam's mistake. Actually, God gave him a standard.
Yes.
It wasn't so much the eating off that tree as it was you disobeyed a standard.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
God's will for you. Mm-hmm. You pushed that aside and decided you'll do your own thing.
Right. Right.
Now, that
right.
was the real sin. And today's society is saying that mankind can pull themselves up by their bootstraps if they would only bring out that goodness that's in them.
Whether they know it or not, that goodness not in us. The Bible tells us a lot about what's in man.
That's right. And I got one to say on that one right there, Pastor.
What's that?
It's Adam now.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham.
Okay.
Abraham and Sarah.
When he had sex with Sarah. No, the maid.
With the maid. Hagar. That's right. That sin there. That moral breakdown there.
Yeah, right.
We paying for it today.
So the first sin was not obeying the word of God.
Exactly. Amen. Amen.
God said he's going to bless him, and we need to be patient and wait on the Lord.
And wait on him.
But he being convinced again, I guess, you know how women are. And I think as a woman, they tend to be a little bit over anxious, and they jump the gun. But the problem is not when women jump the gun. God expects women to jump the gun.
That's right. That's right.
But it's when the men,
amen,
huh,
amen,
go along with the disobedience. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Well, we know. Even with that, Pastor. With that being said, a large part of that is a part of the punishment that God put on the woman.
Okay.
He told her that her desire would be too rude.
Amen.
Okay. Over that man.
Okay.
So that's a part of it. But the man,
the
man, he has held responsible in keeping his rules and his laws and his ways.
Right. His responsibility. Absolutely.
Because as we all know, anybody that's read the Bible, we know the serpent deceived Eve.
That's right.
But it's that Adam was the one that disobeyed.
Right. He disobeyed a clear order, a clear standard that God set,
Amen.
For his people. But, a lot of time we just look at one part of it. The first sin is disobeying.
Okay. Disobedience.
Okay.
Right.
Disobedience to the standard
that has been set.
That God has set. And that's what we are in the world today. We're dealing with a world that has pushed God aside. And they believe that can be a recovery of morality, downspout of morality that is occurring right now in this country.
Well, that has, in a way, that has been, Pastor, but it only comes through one way.
Okay.
And that's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's the only recovery necessary. So if man think he can do it himself outside of the saving grace, the cross work of Jesus Christ, then he's desperately deceived.
Amen. Amen. Desperately deceived. A lot of people, when I talk to a lot of people, they always want to know, where was God at when all this happened?
I've heard that before.
When you're sitting back watching us, man just completely,
self-destruct. But it's amazing.
But how many of us know that God is in control?
He's always
in control.
Amen. How many know that God knew from day one? That man would destruct.
That's
man
right.
would.
Right.
Well, I got a question.
Okay,
then,
come on with it.
Okay, if God knew from day one, do that make God responsible?
We know the answer to that is no.
Right.
Okay. Huh? Now,
but that's the question the world asks.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Why didn't God do something about it?
And that's a valid
question.
Natural, worldly
question.
Question right there.
Absolutely.
I can understand where they're coming from, But God knew beforehand exactly what man was going to do. Amen?
Amen.
He knew Adam was not going to obey. So the question they ask, well, why didn't he stop him, though?
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
And our answer basically is that, because whatever he did, it was going to work toward the good of God's plan and purpose for man. And a lot of people, you know, they frown at that. They say, well, that don't make sense. Well, if you look at it from the natural standpoint, yeah, a lot of things.
You don't. Well, if you just believe the word of God, though, Pastor, we believe scripture. We know that every word of God is true.
That's right.
But in the book of Acts, Acts 15 and 18,
okay,
it says, known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world.
Amen.
So that tells you right there that God knew.
He knew all
the time. And we think about this, and of course, we're not God, but I know my child.
Amen.
And I know if I lock some cookies up in that pantry and he think my back turned, he going to try to go get some. Amen. He hadn't tried it yet, but I know he would. I know he's going to try to sneak some cookies. I know that.
And our Heavenly Father has much more intelligence.
Right.
Of what he created.
Right. So just think of it that way.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Right. So all things are known to God. You can't be God without having a full knowledge of everything.
Oh, that's a good point.
Beforehand.
Yes. Right.
That's a good
not name. As it occurred.
Right, right.
But before it even occurred, God has knowledge of it. Amen?
Because that would mean if he didn't, then the salvation package is a plan B.
There you go.
It would make it a plan B.
Wow.
It would make it a plan B. Right.
You mean God had no plan B?
No.
We still in the first phases of this plan.
Jesus wouldn't be the way if it was a plan
Absolutely.
B.
The way. Not a way.
Yeah.
Not the next way.
You know, so if God didn't know what was going on and then all of a sudden got caught off guard and then brought out plan B, plan of salvation.
What Amen. Kind of God would that be?
Yeah.
Amen. You know
think about it.
What happens depends on what we do or how
how
God think we going to react.
Yeah, he caught off guard.
So God never prepared for failure.
No. He never did.
And everything, you mean from the standpoint of when God first created all everything that's been created, he made no errors.
None at all.
Zero.
None at all.
Praise God. That's mighty God, isn't
Amen.
It?
Amen.
It is.
Amen.
It is.
What about 1 Corinthians 4:9? What it says, brother? Y'all read that for me.
Oh, I think that God had set forth us, the apostles, last.
Okay.
As it were appointed to death.
Amen.
For we are made a spectacle unto the world and to angels and to men.
Appointed. Mm. Is that what he's saying? Mm. Appointed. You know, you mean God appoints things, predestined and appoint things to happen thousands and thousands of years. Brother, don't that kind of blow your mind to know that God would predict something or appoint something, and when the time comes, it unfolds exactly like God said. Wow. Man, don't that
all the way down to naming the person who will carry it out.
Wow. But it's also
all the way down to that.
It's also evidence of a plan.
It's
evidence of an intent.
Absolutely. Okay.
If I say, hey, I'm appointing you, then that means I have a plan to do what I'm doing.
That's absolutely right. Amen. You have to know what you're doing.
Amen. Right. Well, give me, read Ephesians 1:1 quickly. Let's see what it says. Brother Nick, you got that?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay,
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which were at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Okay.
By the will of God.
By the will of God.
You mean God has a will?
Right.
Are we called to obey God's will?
Absolutely. Yes.
Is the world obeying God's will?
No.
Is the church fully?
No, not fully.
Today.
Well, let me ask you this, Pastor. I got a question for that right there then. Okay, if we don't obey God's will, does that change it?
No, it doesn't change God's will.
Okay. Huh? You just don't know. You're playing right into a part of that. That's your part.
And that's our first sin. Forget about the eating the apple. Forget about the immoral acts that we commit. The first sin is doing it your will,
and not carrying out
the will of God.
Right.
See, that's the first sin there.
Yeah.
The other just details.
Yeah. Consequences of.
Right. Yeah. Those are just specifics.
Consequences
Those
of.
Those are just specifics Absolutely. In the way Absolutely. We're not doing His will.
Because God made us, and we have a free will, but somehow God can work things. Y'all believe that God can work things somehow? That that we'll do His will without violating our will.
And that's, Amen.
We doing his will.
Excuse me if my ears start smoking now.
See, and that's a lot of people in our finite minds, this human mentality. Mm-hmm. We can't figure out a way to blame God and make it stick.
Okay.
See, because we saying, just like you, and you've heard this, I'm sure, a lot of times, Pastor, why didn't God stop Adam? Or God put that tree there?
Right.
Because you're still accountable.
Stop the guy from getting killed at 7-Eleven.
Okay, that man ain't never did nothing to nobody. Why God let...
Yeah,
you know, the hoodlums come in. Yeah,
it's many explanations to that, but it did start in the beginning. Come once on they ate the fruit of good and evil, now they know good and evil.
And are responsible. Okay.
That's right. See, at first, Adam didn't know what evil was.
He was innocent.
He only knew the standard of God.
Perfect innocence.
But once he took the bite of that tree fruit, he knew good and evil.
And you saying that type of nature was passed down,
amen,
to all of us.
We're made in the image of God with the ability to choose. We could only choose, or we only knew of God's standard.
Yes.
But then once he ate that apple,
he knew good and bad.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he knew the knowledge of good and evil.
He opened a Pandora's box.
Amen. Yeah.
But if Adam had not disobeyed God,
okay,
would we have any idea of his glory?
Oh,
would we know of the goodness of God?
That's good. There ain't it, huh?
That's a good question.
Now my ear's smoking.
You mean in order to promote himself and introduce himself to his creation, to make an entrance with a bang, he allowed us to become
to throw a monkey wrench.
Yeah.
And I will show you how bad I am.
He
allowed the darkness to get as just as black as he could be, to become just become rampant in order that he might come, you know, and like say it's like a black sheet up against the wall,
right?
And then the glory and the majesty of God walks up against that black sheet.
Amen.
Way more visible.
You can see
it's really grand.
Well, do your flashlight work better at 3 p.m. or midnight?
Midnight.
All right. Okay. Right. That's a good. Yeah.
Amen. So what you're saying and what we're saying is that everything is about God's glory. God being magnified, and the way he has seen fit to do this, because like I say, it wasn't anything that he made up as he went along. Christ himself was already in place.
In the beginning, he was there with him.
In place.
Absolutely.
In place. Okay.
Waiting on the go.
So
waiting on the go
ahead. What y'all saying, maybe some people may not get it.
What's that?
It sums it up that it all worked out to the good.
Yeah. to the glory of God. We got to remember, that's what it's all about.
God's glory.
It's all about God's glory. Look at 1 Peter 1:19-20. I think we can thrash that out pretty good.
1 Peter 1?
19:20. Okay, did we have it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
But was manifest in these last times for you.
Okay.
For me.
So God made up he knew we were going to fall. He knew man was going to fall.
Right.
And he already had fixed it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Christ being already preordained to shed his blood.
Before the foundation.
Amen. Before the foundation of the world.
That's the key.
That's
before
the plan.
That's the key. Before I lay the foundation, I got this planned out.
Yes, sir.
I know my
sir.
Creation.
Yes, sir.
I know I'm going to have to do this and that.
Wow.
Sound like a plan B to me.
No, it don't. Because I know my creation.
Amen.
I know what they're going to do.
Amen.
Amen. So the blood was shed from the foundation of the world.
From the foundation.
Huh? But you know what you have people today? Oh God, I don't like to read the Bible. Man, they always talk about a lot of blood and stuff, you know. It just kind of it's scarier than the sci-fi channel, you know. but brother.
If it wasn't for the blood. Oh, my goodness.
Amen. So God had it already set up. Amen. What about Acts 2:23? Read that for us.
All right. It said him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain.
You know, I know that, brothers, you know, disciples made a lot of mistakes, but now we must always keep in mind disciples did not have the New Testament.
They did not have these. They were living it then.
Basically all they could pull back on was the Old Testament. But God determined. It's a determinate counsel of God. Yeah. Huh? Basically, that Christ would die for our sins. Amen. And before the sin was even committed. And that's what we got to keep in mind. But all this is about glorifying God, though, y'all. My life ought to glorify God. Amen. And your life ought to glorify God.
Amen.
Because everything is about glorifying God. Mm-hmm. And we have to always keep that in mind.
And that's in everything we do, Pastor?
Everything. he said he wouldn't give his glory to another.
That's right.
You can, and we still right. we a lot of stealing going on in the church.
Glory stealing.
Stealing glory. Want to be top dog, big dog. You know.
Yeah, being carried around like Pharaoh and all these types of things going on in the church.
Brother, I tell you, God is real jealous about His glory.
Amen.
I mean, we got to the Father of the Old Testament, Pat. We see how God dealt with those people when they tried to take glory from Him. But yet, and still today. Because of our determination not to walk according to the standards of God, but to set our own standards, we have pushed God to the side. In other words, we're saying that there is no God.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
is that basically what the world is saying today? Amen. And the Bible says only a fool
would say that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Looking at the creation around us, my brother.
Mm. Well, Pastor, think when Christ was here on earth, doing his earthly ministry,
right?
And when he went to the temple and showed out, that should have been an example. We got that in the written word right now today to look on it whenever we like.
That's right.
He went to the temple because they were turning his father's house. He said, "Then my father's house should be a house of prayer."
Right. Amen.
That hasn't changed. That's what the church should be today.
Right. A house
of
prayer.
But they do everything else.
Amen. Mm. Teaching God's word, living God's word.
Amen.
That is not the program. We understand it's not being a program in the world, but we cannot understand how the church has deviated so far left from God's plan.
Mm.
But this is what has happened, brothers, and it's sad that we're supposed to be the salt of the earth and the light that the light that shines in the dark places, you know, and we know it's real dark.
Yes, it is.
And the glory of the Lord ought to shine through us.
As we
live, as we speak, as we minister to those that are in darkness.
Yeah. Well,
but the mission seems like the church's mission is all about something else.
It's totally different, Pastor. It is. And I just happen to believe the Bible that everyone who says they're the church or not the church, that it's a remnant.
Yeah.
And it becomes more and more apparent as time goes on that it's a remnant.
Just a remnant.
It's truly a remnant.
Amen. And that falling away definitely has.
That apostasy.
It has taken place.
Okay. Didn't he say that?
Yes.
Isn't that a prophecy?
That's a prophecy. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
That we're seeing right now today.
Yeah. Unfolding.
We're seeing it today.
So
don't you believe a mighty God is that?
Amen. Praise God. Our God is a great God.
He is.
And I thank God, brothers, that He has opened my understanding, and I believe you guys, your understanding has been opened by God, that we can see the big picture.
Yes.
We're learning as we go along still at
Absolutely.
This point.
Absolutely.
But at least we see that God has set the standard.
Amen.
God is a great God.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
And all the praise. And we can see that, according to the leading of the Holy Spirit today. And we thank God for that. It's a blessing, brother.
It is. Amen. It is
a blessing. Amen.
It is.
Okay. What about people, still, they say things like, didn't God make man, give man a free will?
Mm-hmm.
And we know he did, didn't he?
Yes, yeah, he did.
But, you know, and that blew my mind. Every time I think about that, how God cannot infringe upon our will.
No, he can't.
No.
He just cannot do it.
He's a gentleman now.
But how he can maneuver, he got more moves than Magic Johnson.
Just always seen the workout, though.
But he cannot violate.
Yeah.
That's God's. His rule. Yeah.
With us having free will,
okay,
and been given dominion over the earth,
mm-hmm.
God can't. He can't. He can't buck that. He can't get into that.
Right.
He can't usurp that.
No, no.
And we, if we didn't have free will, we wouldn't be made in the image of God.
Amen. Amen. Okay. But yet we come to convergent in believing in Christ without Him
twisting all.
Yeah. Making us twisting our own,
but that's one of the very things that makes us responsible.
Yes,
but for our actions,
right?
For our actions, because we're responsible,
right? Right. But he said in his word that you shall be willing in the day of my power.
Okay.
What kind of power is he exerting upon us?
That's that maneuvering you
without tiptoeing around our will, but yet and still having us to conform. Totally to his mindset, you know, and to say yes, because every one of us has to will to accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
That's on us.
Right.
You know, absolutely. That's on us. Yeah, the Holy Spirit, He does a lot of moving upon us to bring us to that point.
Yes.
But it's on us
to
make that final leap. Amen. My will. Saying yes to the Lord, and not just the Lord, like Kevin said, twisting my arm. God don't twist no arm.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Amen. What about Matthew 5 there? Amen.
Matthew 5.
Look at Matthew 5.
14,
and this is for the church, 16. Y'all. This is for the church here. The
okay.
Church has a clear command from God.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And it says, ye are the light of the world.
Oh, I love it.
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
I love it.
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel.
That's true.
But on a candlestick.
Yes.
Let your light shine, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house.
Okay.
Let your light so shine before men that mm-hmm. they may see your good works
mm-hmm.
and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Oh, praise
God. So you
God.
Mean it's still all for God's glory.
Mm-hmm. And he said he lighted every man that coming into the world in mm-hmm. John.
That's what he said.
I was just about to read. You over here looking at my notes. I'm about to read that.
Go ahead, read it.
You know, we got a lot of secret service. You know, a lot of Christians believe that they can worship and serve Christ mm-hmm. in secret.
Undercover.
Oh, CIA.
Undercover.
Secret service. No, we can't because we have a light in us, which is right. Christ. And John was the perfect example of how we should be.
That's right.
So this is John chapter 1, starting at 4.
Okay, read.
Talking about Christ.
Yes.
In him, talking about Christ, was life.
Okay.
And the life was the light of men.
Mm-hmm. His life.
And the light shine in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And the darkness, what? Comprehended it not.
Can't understand it.
Right.
But there was a man sent from God whose name was John.
Mm-hmm.
This is an example of how we should be as witnesses
also. Right, right, right.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John.
Mm-hmm.
The same came for witness.
To
bear witness of that light.
Ooh, yes.
That all men through him might believe.
Okay.
He was not that light.
Not the
but
light.
Was sent to bear witness mm-hmm. of that light.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Is that our
duty?
Commandment.
Yeah.
That's same commandment.
Yeah.
Same. He shines in us.
Right.
On us.
And then we shine upon the world.
Out to the world.
Amen.
That men may believe.
Right. Yes, that's yes, right. yes. Right. And that light is the power of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Which will convince,
mm-hmm.
convict,
mm-hmm. right.
and bring people to draw people that's to Christ. Right.
But see,
but now what if we're not reflecting the light?
Okay.
People won't ever believe.
Okay, there you go.
The world will stay dark. But see, it goes back to the question you asked as far as how does God do it without twisting our arm?
Okay, free
once
will.
That light mm-hmm. is revealed,
okay,
it makes men believe.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure, mm-hmm. yeah. sure. Well, those definitely that have been predestined
right,
by
right.
God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Huh? And what it does for the other one is just convict them.
right, right.
Just increase the sentence.
It fortifies their jail sentence. right.
That's all it does. I mean, but we thank God that God has lit our lives
light.
Through his life.
Mm-hmm.
It's the life of Christ that lights
that's
us
the
up.
Light.
Amen. Wow. And we begin to shine. You know, we begin to our whole countenance, our peace, the peace and the joy just floods our soul.
That's right.
And that spills over too.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. When people see us not sad and with a po mouth all the time, you know, how you doing today, bro? Oh, you don't want me to tell you, do you? That should be our response.
You got time to listen.
That's right. That's right. But see, it's got something to do with when once God revealed that light to us,
okay,
and we accept that light, then you realize,
okay,
what you've been saved from,
okay,
and you that can't be nothing but gratitude behind that. That can't be nothing but gratefulness behind that. Yeah. That you didn't get what you know was yours. Okay.
You knew you was in darkness.
Yeah. Yeah.
You knew you were sinking ship. Amen. We knew that we were going down. Sin had us
wrapped up and tied up.
And all of a sudden, the light shined from heaven upon us. Amen. Illuminated us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
It's something about that light when God comes in and He changes.
Thank you, Lord.
You as a person, when you become a light, I'm gonna put it
right.
You
right.
Know, we become a light.
Everybody around you, the ones that once saw you, they may not see that He's changed right off the bat. But it's something on the inside of them that want what you want.
Amen. Amen.
That's that Holy Spirit.
That's the Holy Spirit.
He's shining through you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To the Word.
Exactly. So everything kind of summed up in this bright light hidden the darkness.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, let me tell you about that light. Okay. One thing you need to know about light, if we flash light in the darkness.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's just say I flash this light on a pile of dirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That light don't get dirty.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to think about that light don't get dirty.
Right.
So see, that's part of our problem that we're getting dirty.
Yeah.
We're getting dirty as light. We're becoming dim.
Amen.
But true light can shine on a pile of mud and not get dirty.
Wow.
We have to say separate.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
And that light brings us to a single mindset, because He said, "If your mind be single, then your whole body full of light."
Right. Amen.
That's right.
Huh?
Yeah.
So, he draws us to away from the distractions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We become one mindset.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
In that mind as well.
Oh.
On that light, eh? On that light. Well, you know, in the Book of James, He said, "A double-minded man is wicked in all his ways."
That's right.
So, how can you believe a double-minded man? See, we need to be single-minded.
Single-minded. And that's one of the problems we have. We know the world has this problem, but of the church, when the church began to take on water, you know, in this sea of the world, you know, that's a sinking ship, brother.
Amen.
And we're taking water on in the church today, because we have spread ourselves. Instead of becoming more single-minded with the will of God and the Word of God, we have become, you know, overpowered by the world. More or less, you know, and we've taken in that water from the world, and that has caused a great dilemma in the church today.
It's to a point, Pastor, so terrible. You got church people, the church divided about, are we going to let men use the women's bathroom?
Okay,
you know, and something as simple as that the Word of God is so clear about.
Oh God, okay,
we're splitting.
Standards
in the body of Christ, because absolutely,
amen.
Absolutely.
But the church of all the people, we should stand firm.
Absolutely,
right.
But look, the church has capitulated. The church is changing the signs on the restroom doors to the generic brand, you know, rather than specifics.
Man,
God
women.
Had made it be, you know. Look at Genesis 20:6. One of y'all read 20:6 for me here, because a lot of people trying to duck responsibility. I'm gonna tell you something. When we stand before God. Brother, every soul gonna be guilty before God. The Bible said there won't be no excuses.
That's right.
Huh?
That's
people
right.
want to think that somehow God gonna excuse them because of the actions that they committed was
in ignorance.
in ignorance. Huh?
Right.
But they know, is there any excuse for being ignorant?
No.
He said creation itself.
Right. Amen. Read that for me, brother Nick.
Okay, it said, and God said unto him in a dream,
yes,
yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart.
Okay.
For I also withheld thee from sinning against me.
Okay.
Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her.
Brother, key words here. God said he stops us from sinning.
Yeah.
I mean, now how we got an excuse?
How we got an excuse?
My Lord.
He stops us. He somehow stops us, but you made the decision to stop.
Wow. Figure that one out. Explain that one.
I say, I'm going to try to explain it like this.
Go ahead, Einstein.
I want to hear them.
Yeah. He stopped you,
okay,
by convicting you.
Okay,
we got to remember the Holy Spirit is God, and if I'm tugging on you and you submitted to that, then I stopped you.
Right.
But if you use your free will and keep on going,
so the Holy Spirit he tugs on you.
Yeah,
he's not bending your will; he's just tugging on you, huh? While the other old devil, he's trying to push your own.
Joseph could have easily. Disregarded that. Disregarded that dream.
Ooh.
Couldn't he? Even though he saw the dream, even though God came to him in a dream, he could have just said that was a bad meal that night.
But I hate you went there with Joseph, though. I really do. I really do, because when he made that statement to his brethren that God brought me here.
Yeah. Okay.
Through the hole, through the ditch.
He still.
God,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Did he say that?
Mm-hmm.
Did he tell his brother? Don't be upset.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
God brought me.
Yeah.
Right.
Which y'all meant for bad.
Over the hill, through the valley.
Right.
In hard times.
Soul and slave.
Slavery.
New jail.
Accused of a rape.
Adultery.
Right.
Good Lord, brother. You mean to tell me that we can go through all these things?
Amen.
Still be in the will of God?
That's right.
Amen. Amen. That's confident, Pastor.
Yes, it is.
That's confident.
It really is confident. Praise God. All the time, God has willed that.
Mm-hmm.
That has been God's will. And he somehow maneuvered. You know, one brother said, "Let's kill him." Is that what he said?
Let's
kill him.
Yeah.
The other brother speaks up and said, "Don't kill him."
Right. That Holy Spirit to tug.
God trying to hold him. God trying to hold him.
Amen. Right. And then the traveling merchants come by.
Let's sell him then.
And pick him up out of the ditch.
And why I want him is in Egypt anyway.
Wanted today.
Yeah.
So can we say God wanted him there?
Right,
absolutely.
Well, why didn't he sit on the limousine again?
Why didn't he sit? And yet, everybody in that scenario did what they wanted to do.
Sure did.
Amen. Do you see the free? Man, yes. Boy, that's...
Oh, man.
What a mighty God.
Man, think about that.
They
did what they wanted to do, but yet God's plan... was executed.
Yes, sir. All the time.
And we go through, and we talk about our little old problems.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Well, you know, we're children of God. So we have to come down to the point where whatever you're facing today.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. This for me, people. This program for me, right? Here.
Right.
I promise.
Right. It's for a lot of us because, you know, a lot of things change in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, mm-hmm. our situation
Amen.
Changed.
Amen.
Our health changed.
Yes. Amen.
And, Amen. You know, we want the assurance that, mm-hmm. Hey, I'm still in the will of God.
That's
here.
Right.
You know, I'm not, I hadn't allowed the enemy mm-hmm. to do anything here that hadn't been ordained of God, you know. I think that's very important. Is that right?
That's mm-hmm. right. That's
okay,
right.
Well, what about Numbers then, Pastor?
Okay.
Numbers 22
okay.
and 38.
Let's look at it.
Yeah. It said, and Balaam
okay.
said unto Balaam,
oh boy,
lo, I am come unto thee.
Mm-hmm.
Have I now any power at all to say anything?
Wow.
The word that God putteth in my mouth, that shall I speak.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That shall I will to speak.
What else can I do?
What God put in my mouth.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Huh? So he had the will. God put it in his mouth.
Right.
The Holy Spirit nudged him and convicted him and told him this is what you
right.
have to do.
Right.
Yeah.
But now he had to make the decision.
That's right.
Whether he was going to do it. I had that donkey fall on him and kill him.
And by his free will, he chose to do it.
Amen. By his free will. That's right.
Yes,
David.
Yes.
That's right.
By his free will. That's so right. See, everything is still nobody stepping over bounds.
No harm, no foul.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're not going into God's sovereignty, and God is not muscling us into doing something.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He'd be violating his word.
Yes, he would.
His righteousness would be tainted. Mm-hmm. If God would push man,
right.
he's taking us back to a robotic state.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're not robots.
We're not robots. Yeah,
we're made in the image of God. That's making decisions and living by those decisions.
At the same time, he's fulfilling his word, his prophecy. What he's already said was going to be done.
Has to be done.
So in other words, man can't set out willingly. I'm talking about that's your whole life's intent is to follow the plan of God and be successful.
Are we missing a great opportunity with all the darkness that's in the world today? We know we're in a dark world. Is this an opportunity for us to shine? This is our moment
to shine.
You know, but look like we've been in eclipse. Our lives have been
in eclipse. We have to stand, though, Pastor. We have to stand on the solid rock, and that's the word of God. We got to stand on God's word.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes,
Lord. That comment that you gave, Revelations, is an illustration of them willingly, willfully wanting to go against God.
Oh,
and
still
Well,
the Bible says that and I think it's in the Psalm that God sit in heaven and laugh at them.
Have them in derision.
That's right.
But yet and still, the world that we live in today are pressing hard upon the church, brothers, to move from God's standing. Yes. And it's, you know, it's really always my prayer that we'll stand firm, and when we're done, all still stand. You know, stand on God's word, purity, the holiness of God's word. God's way is the right way, brother. That's right. Praise God, and we thank God for that. Amen.
Absolutely.
Let's look at more scripture, brother. You know,
getting good. Numbers. We 23. We read 38. Look at 23 and 20.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Good one. You got it, Nick. 23 and 20.
It said, "Behold, I have received commandment to bless."
Okay. Bait him again.
"And he hath blessed."
Okay.
"And I cannot reverse it."
Oh, boy. What can I do? People believe God then, though. They believe God.
There you go.
Ain't nothing I can do. It's what God said. Why we can't have that childlike faith today?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, let me ask y'all an important question.
Okay.
Have you got a strong unction from the Holy Spirit not to do something?
Yes, Lord.
And you did it anyhow.
Yes.
Now, here, how it turned out for you? That's the question. How it turned out for you?
Not good, bro.
I can speak on that.
I mean, you knew you had received that strong unction.
Yes. Oh yeah,
you knew it. And the other poor was just pulling you. That you know, that evilness was pulling you away from what you knew was the will of God.
You just can't get right after that.
Man. Oh God, have mercy,
God is forgiven now. He'll let you off the hook now. But if you are truly been converted,
that
conviction just whoops you bad. It ain't a feeling that you want to get used to.
No, you know you're still saved.
I mean, nauseated to me, really.
It's a sickness.
But you can believe this, brother. Your salvation is intact. You will find out that there will be some kind of consequences.
What about your fellowship, though, Pastor? Your salvation intact, but what about your fellowship with God?
With God, not because this is between you and God.
Your fellowship with God.
Nobody knows.
Now, you know what, Pastor? The ones that's listening to this broadcast, they wouldn't understand what we're talking about.
Hopefully
right
they
now.
Do.
Yeah, yeah, I hope that they do, but the ones that don't.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of times because I'm a sinner, you know, I have slipped and failed a lot of times.
Yes, we all have, brothers.
We can't willfully sin.
Presumptuous.
You know, that's what for me, the willful part of sinning, what really kills my countenance sometimes, you know.
Amen.
So the ones that are saved or whatever that's out there, you know, and the ones that aren't, the
situations that usually come up in this situation that we're talking about now, it always going to deal with some kind of a physical, sexual sin.
More time than not. Yeah. Way more times than not.
Yes,
usually.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
The Bible speaks on that more than any other. And I mean, and God called those
premeditated
and those egregious sins.
Yes.
That's dealing with your body.
Well, brother, I'm gonna be honest with y'all because I'm curious, you know. And you know, I had a guy tell me one time, said, "Man, you know, bestiality is rampant in the world today." I said, "Man, what you mean?" He said, you know, animals and human beings. I said, that's the biggest curse in the Bible. You believe that happened? And I put bestiality in my computer.
And it popped.
Ooh, brother, I'm going to tell you some of the stuff. And God told me, he said, now you done learned enough. Get up out of here.
That's right. That's right. You see his hand, man.
Today.
Yeah.
Today. Not a thing of the Old Testament today.
No, today. Right now. Right 2017, now, as we speak.
Yes, I'm going to just go by your testimony on it.
Then. Okay, bro. No. I'm gonna tell you. Don't go. I mean,
don't even look it up.
You be dirty for a whole.
Pastor, you said it a little while ago.
Yeah,
Pastor.
Yeah.
Right now, I can honestly say, and I'm relatively young. Well, 47 years old. I've been 47 years, but this is darkest I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yes. Well, when we was a kid, you know, and on the farm, I used to go down to the farm, and I used to hear the young boys joke about, you know, hey, the old sheep over there. I put a ribbon on that sheep head. I said, what you put a ribbon on? I said, what that ribbon is? That my girlfriend.
So,
all that was going talking about, you know, but... Hey, it's kind of rare.
Wide open.
It ain't it ain't folklore.
Myth or hearsay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's wide open now, brother. But you know what? That sin is progressive, though.
Yeah.
You start out with
like we go from faith to faith. Mm-hmm.
Like you go from marijuana, pills, uppers and downers, marijuana, cocaine,
you still ain't high enough
until you fly off the chart, you know. So sin is like that.
The same way, Pastor. The exact same, and that's what's so dangerous about the Obergefell decision.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes,
that's what's so okay. Now you're saying. As long as they love each other, it don't matter that they two women. Okay, now once you open that door, we said this many times, how do you put a number on it? Why can't it be two women and one man?
Or
two goats and a sheep and me? Where do it stop?
I'm gonna make this assumption.
Make assumption, please,
that
sir.
Anyone who participates in bestiality today has an addiction to porn. That's what I'm gonna say. You just don't start there.
You start with porn. And then you are, and we're gonna do a great study on all this here. But you start with at the lowest level. I guess
just regular sex.
The lowest level is fornication. But we're seeking to get a bigger, better
high.
Thrill. So that will take us from one level to another level, you know.
Well, Pastor, you know, we know the devil is sly, he's subtle.
Oh, very
you know,
subtle.
You used to be, you had to fall into somebody's stash, hit off in the hayloft under the mattress. That's how you got your first peek up. I'm talking about a woman in a bikini now. Uh-huh. I ain't talking about you seeing too much.
That's right.
Now you can't look at a TV screen in a public store.
So they dull in all the regular stuff.
And this is a systematic error to demoralize.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Not only the world, but the church also. This is a concerted effort, a planned effort by the enemy of righteousness to taint God's people, and he's got it everywhere. It's everywhere.
Well, is it new, Pastor? I remember in the Bible where Balaam said, I can't curse what the Lord is blessed.
Amen.
But what I can do.
I tell you how to commit that immoral act, cannot sit back and let it ride without chastising.
Does that not seem like what we're seeing today?
Yes, it is. It's exactly. Like I say, we have moved so far from God's standards, brother. But like I say, most people don't want to admit there is a God today. I mean, everybody flirting around with atheism. They say they are anyhow, but I don't really think there's no real, there's very few real pure atheists.
Right. I think there's people that don't want to, because there's no way
everybody believes in something.
That's right. That's
you
right.
You know, atheism is non-belief at all. But everybody right. believes in something. If you believe that there is no God, that's what you believe in.
Right. That's
your belief. That's your belief.
Amen. But like I say, there are many that wants to lay blame on God, though, because of the things that that are happening in their lives and happening in the world mm-hmm. today. Mm-hmm. And that cannot be. It cannot happen, brother. We are responsible.
Amen.
And I think we got to keep on making that point that we cannot evade the responsibility for our actions.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because the Word of God is clear, precise, plain, and for us to deviate from God's Word and think that we're not going to have to face the judgment of God, brother, I'm going to tell you, somebody done bought Central Park.
Amen. Amen.
That's saved or unsaved. He's just yeah. not that talking oh, yeah. about
yeah.
believers.
Yeah, yeah. That's absolutely.
Every absolutely. Man. That's every absolutely. Man. Absolutely.
Well, we got to know that the standard is the Word of God.
That's it.
That's the standard. That's nothing else to do.
Whether Amen. You believe in it or not.
Amen.
Yeah.
Look at James 1 before we close
right.
out.
Yeah.
Right. To James 1. That's a great scripture there because God exonerates himself. God said that you can't put this on me.
Yeah.
Amen.
You can't put this on me.
Go ahead.
Okay. Amen.
James 1 and 13, it said, let no man say when he is tempted,
uh-oh,
I am tempted of God.
Amen.
For God can't not be tempted with evil.
Mm-hmm.
Neither tempteth with any man.
Amen. No, he don't tempt nobody.
No. God does not. He does not have a hand in our mess.
There you go. So we already know who it is. The tempting then, though.
The tempter.
That's
him. But look. But why would God put this nature in me? Why mm-hmm. would he want me, why would he give me the sex drive if he didn't want me to have, see how they blame
yeah,
God?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
see
yeah,
how
yeah.
they blame
when,
God?
When he gave Absolutely. It to you, he gave you a way to enjoy.
That's right.
See, that wasn't enough for us.
Right.
But we can quit trying to point the finger at God, because at the end of the day, people, every one of us going to stand before him.
Amen.
In judgment.
Amen.
And there will be no excuse.
No mm-hmm. doubt about that. God bless, brother. I tell you, this has been a wonderful broadcast.
We
thank God for another opportunity to just to discuss his truth concerning this great subject of morality, immorality that we're facing in the world today. But we do believe that the standard is God's word.
Amen.
Man do not live by bread alone, but by what?
Every word
that proceeds out of the
mouth of God.
Amen. One remark and we're going to close out, brother. Y'all got another remark?
No,
praise God.
Fine.
Well, we're going to ask Brother Tony. Brother Tony, ask God's blessing again before we close out upon the ears of the hearers and those that are partake of this broadcast here.
All right. The eternal God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for this time that you've allowed us to come before you, Father, and just speak about your word.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
About your standard, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Now we ask, Lord, that you just take that word and seal it to the ears of the hearers, Father.
Yes, Lord.
For those out there who are saved, who stands on the name of and the principles of God, just strengthen them, Father, to do it to the utmost, to the best of their ability, Father. And those that are not, just convict their hearts, Father, and have them run to you and ask, what must I do to be saved, Father? Then once you have cleansed them, Father, as you did each one of us, give us a heart that want to live holy, Father. Live by your morality and your standards, and we be so mindful to give you all the praise, Lord, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good.